Masechet Menachot Perek Yod Mishnah Aleph. This Perek is going to talk about the Minhat HaOmer, which is a Minhat offering brought on the 16th of Nisan, which is the second day of Pesach. This Minhat contained an Isaron of fine flour from the new crop of barley. A new crop of barley on the second night of Pesach was harvested, it was ground into flour, and then all the impurities were removed. The next day, which is the second day of Pesach, the barley flour was mixed with oil and burned on the Mizbeach, like we will describe in the continuation of this Perek. Mishnah says, Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Ha'omer Hayaba B'Shabbat Mishalosh Se'in U'Bahol Mehamesh, says Rabbi Ishmael, when the 16th of Nisan fell out on Shabbat, the Omer was brought on that Shabbat from 3 Se'ah of barley that was ground into flour, the Isaron of flour that we end up with, that we need for the omer, was produced by repeatedly sifting the flour over and over again. We don't want to have to use an abundance of flour in order to come up with the best possible isaron. What we did is a smaller amount of barley was harvested out of the kavod for Shabbat to harvest to a minimum, and they would continuously sift until they had the full Isaron that they need. If the 16th of Nisan fell out on a weekday, the Omer was brought from 5 Se'ah of flour, which produced an Isaron of fine flour from that 5, and you ended up with a much finer flour from a single sifting. The 5 turned into one very pure, good Isaron. Unlike Shabbat, here we wanted to have the barley harvested in a preferable way, where there was one sifting, because the first sifting is going to produce the best flour. On Shabbat, we want to limit it as much as we can, the amount that we're going to harvest. V'achamim omrim, ehad b'shabbat ve'ehad b'chol mishalosh hayaba. Say, achamim, no, it doesn't matter if the 16th of Nisan fell out on Shabbat or on a weekday, the omer was brought from 3 se'ah of barley. There's no difference in how it worked. Another machloket about how the harvesting of barley went for the omer. Rabbi Hanina Segan HaKohanim Omer, B'Shabbat Haya Niksar B'Yahid U'B'Magal Ahat U'B'Kupa Ehat, says Rabbi Hanina, if the 16th of Nisan fell out on Shabbat, the barley was harvested by one person with one sickle and one basket. We want to minimize as much as we can the Hilul Shabbat that's involved over here, so therefore they would minimize it to one person doing what was necessary in order to produce the barley. Ubehol b'shlosha u'pshalosh kupot u'pshalosh magalot. If the 16th of Nisan fell out on a weekday, the barley was harvested by 3 people with 3 baskets with 3 sickles, one for each person, to publicize that the 16th of Nisan is the correct date for the harvesting of the barley, to affirm the Torah Sheba'al Peh that we have, the oral tradition that we have, that it was the correct date. V'achamim omrim, Ehad b'Shabbat ve'ehad b'Chol b'Shlosha u'b'Shalosh Kupot u'b'Shalosh Magalot. Said the Hachamim, no, there was no difference between Shabbat and Yom Tov here either. They disagree with the earlier opinion. They say that in any case, it was harvested by 3 people, 3 basket and 3 sickles. They wanted to publicize the barley for the Omer that has to be harvested on the night of the 16th, no matter what the situation is. We'll elaborate more on what that mahloket, or that the controversy became about the 16th of Nisan. We had certain people who were heretical, were not believing in the Torah Sheba'al Peh, and they tried to say something else. So Hachamim wanted to sort of affirm that the 16th of Nisan was correct.